Let us get into the money for Tuesday morning from JMI Wealth. Andrew Callagher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Mr. Powell's had a word to 60 Minutes. You don't see that often, do you?
No. This is unusual and fairly rare to see the chairman of the Federal Reserve actually, you know, go, I suppose, mainstream like this. And a lot of interesting revelation. If you want to watch something interesting, if you could watch this, you'd watch this instead of watching Blooming Married at First Sight or Leaving Neverland, wouldn't you? I mean, this stuff's real. And anyway, I thought there were some pretty key issues here that Powell was talking about, and I thought this was a fascinating insight into the life of the world's probably the world's most powerful central banker. He speculated over his term in office and the surprising issue that he believes is affecting the employment numbers, Mike. He said the biggest risk to the US economy, well, when he looked at that, he's pretty upbeat about the US economy, but he's very aware of the headwinds coming from slowing growth in China and in Europe, which we've been talking about now for quite a few weeks. And I mean, if you look at the Germany only just recently narrowly avoided a technical recession. You've got Brexit concerns still very real as well. He mentioned highly leveraged firms, so firms with basically too much borrowing, and the sort of low level of labour force participation. He talked about what patient means in terms of waiting to see what the data shows, and no great revelations there. He just said they're not in a hurry to change their interest rate policy, and again pointed to that, to then the last sort of 3 months, that slowing evidence, that slowing global growth. Cyber attacks, this was interesting, Mike. I remember listening to another senior banker a couple of years ago who also said that cyber attacks are as big a threat to the global economy as inflation or other more traditional risks, and Powell echoed that. He's very clear that as far as he is concerned, he has a four-year term. He would not be drawn into the debate over criticism of him by President Trump. He says he has a four-year term, he intends to serve it, and he cannot be fired by the president as far as he is aware. This labour participation rate was interesting, Mike, because he said, look, the US education system needs to change, but he also referred to the opioid crisis and saying it's taking a whole part of the US potential labour force out of the market, particularly young males, because basically they're addicted to opioids. Yeah, I think in a bigger sense, Mike, this was interesting because it's putting the Fed out there a little bit more. They're trying to be more open, more transparent for what historically has been sort of quite a closed institution. And I suppose you've got to ask the question, is this a response to the very open criticism from the president, or was this a decision that he made prior to coming to office? Anyway, great TV, but good. You've got to watch it in bits bites on YouTube and things like that.
I will look it up. Now, electronic card spending, are these lunches at Craigie Range catching up on you, and they're turning up in the national figures now?
Do you think I'm single-handedly turning the economic indicator around? No, I don't think so. But what are we doing with our cards? Hey, Mike, does anybody use cash anymore? I still carry cash around, and sometimes I'll hand the money over for a coffee or something. You get this look. I got a response yesterday. Someone said, oh, real money. And then they've got to use the till to work out the change. Anyway, we've seen modest growth in February 2019 electronic card spending. So what are we buying? What's gaining? Booze, Mike. Not just booze. Booze and groceries. Because you need chippies with the cheeky Pinot Gris, don't you? Seasonally adjusted spending up 0.9%. 1.8% rise in January. So that's carried on. Consumables is where it's at. Groceries and liquor, that's up 1%, fuel up 1.3%, hospitality up 0.7%. If you take the fuel and the vehicle related stuff out of it, 0.9%, probably a little bit stronger than expected, Mike. So we're waiting on the GDP data for the fourth quarter now. But at this stage, it's actually not too hard to paint a picture of a bit of a lift in economic growth in early 2019. So that's good.
Let's hope so. What are the numbers for Tuesday?
Yeah, just a quick point here. We've got the Dow Jones up about 0.6%, but the S&P 500 up 1.2%. We don't normally get that divergence, but there's not as many stocks in the Dow. But what is in there? Boeing. And it got hammered this morning. It was down 12% in the open. It is bouncing back. Anyway, the Dow Jones, 25,546, up 0.64%. S&P 500, 2774, up 1.2%. The Nasdaq, 7539, up 130 points, 1.75% there as well. So good news in the U.S. markets. FTSE 100, 7127, up 23. The Nikkei, 21125, up 100. The Shanghai Composite, up 1.9% yesterday, 3026. The ASX 200, 6180, down 24 yesterday. And on the local market, the NZX 50, we closed at 9390, down 49, which is 0.52%. On the currencies, 0.6821 on the wholesale markets against the US, 0.9672 against the Aussie, steadily climbing higher, 0.6074 euro, 0.5210 pounds, 75.88 yen, gold trading at $1,291.55 US cents, Brent crude a little bit higher actually, $66.27.
Have a great day, mate. Appreciate it as always. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.